Minister, I want to talk about children in direct provision. In February 2021, the government published a white paper to end direct provision and to establish a new international protection support services. The white paper included a commitment to introduce an additional monthly payment per child in from an international protection in a child for in international protection. However, here we are more than 3 years later and the payments have still not been made. Minister, the government committed to €4.7 million under the budget 2024 to develop a payment to children in international protection. The payment would have been worth £140 per month per child. The government said this commitment was important to help reduce the very high rate of poverty this group of children experience. No one would disagree with that. However, as we come to the end of the year, and frankly, the end of this government's term, that payment still has not been implemented. So what's holding up this payment? I believe this needs to be implemented as a priority. The government said 2024, budget 2024 strongly reflects a focus on reducing child poverty and promoting children's wellbeing. Children and young people in direct provision have been left behind in this very important work. They are the only group of children who are not on any additional support or didn't get any additional supports during the cost of living crisis. When we talk about reducing child poverty, we must talk about reducing child poverty for all children, Minister. As a number of civil society organisations that worked with and for children and young people across the country, including children in direct provision, have been calling for this for some time. Civil society organisations tell us the lack of proper incomes means that children living in direct provision face childhood poverty more severely. They tell us children are eating cold meals because their families have no access to cooking facilities and no money to afford hot food. Families in direct provision cannot cover the cost of school expenses, uniforms, school trips, etc., with living on just €29 per week. So, Minister, my question is, what is the barriers to implementing this child payment? And could the Minister commit that all measures to alleviate child poverty in Budget 2024 and Budget 2025 will be implemented for all children, including children in direct provision? Thank you.
Margaret.
Chair, and I'd like to thank the Senator for raising this issue. Applicants for international protection who are awaiting a decision on their application are offered accommodation by the International Protection Accommodation Services of the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth. Those who accept such accommodation are provided with material reception conditions, including food and health services, together with other facilities and services designed to ensure their needs are met while seeking the protection of the state. Department of Social Protection administers the daily expenses allowance on behalf of the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth. This is paid to protection applicants who reside in or are on a waiting list for accommodation provided by the International Protection Accommodation Services in order to meet incidental and personal expenses. The rate of the allowance is £38.80 per week for an adult and £29.80 per week for a child. An increased rate of £113.80 per week for an adult applies where a person is unaccommodated and is on a waiting list for the provision of accommodation from the International Protection Accommodation Service. At the week ending the 5th of October, there were approximately 13,100 claims awarded, supporting approximately 20,600 people, including children. In Budget 2025, Minister O'Gorman secured government approval for £8.4 million for the International Protection Child payment. Once introduced, the child payment will be a weekly payment of 32-31 to be paid in respect of each eligible child. The child payment is a key component of this budget's focus on tackling child poverty in line with this government's ambition to eradicate child poverty. The child payment will support families in the international protection system, help reduce high rates of poverty experienced by this group, promote social inclusion and facilitate improved integration. The introduction of an international protection child payment is a key commitment in the comprehensive accommodation strategy for international protection applicants. As you mentioned, the white paper to end direct provision and to establish a new international protection support service was published in February 2020, and the proposed international child protection payment for children in direct provision was part of that paper. The Minister for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth is leading the implementation of the recommendations contained in the white paper. There is ongoing engagement between Minister O'Gorman and the Minister for Social Protection on these matters. Changing global situation necessitated a review of the implementation approach for the white paper. The review has included inputs from the White Paper Programme Board and the External Advisory Group and has resulted in the development of a new comprehensive accommodation strategy for international protection applicants. The strategy seeks to address the current accommodation shortfall while reforming the system over the longer term to ensure that the state will always be able to meet its international commitments. In March this year, the government agreed a new comprehensive accommodation strategy for international protection applicants, and the Department of Social Protection officials have ongoing engagement with the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth on this matter, both bilaterally and on a cross-government basis. In conclusion, there is ongoing engagement across government on matters relating to international protection, and the issue of an international child protection payment forms part of that engagement.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister. And I guess that you're not the Minister with responsibility. Minister, it's not good enough. You went into accommodation and you went into the €30 a week that families get in direct provision. My question is around the implementation of the payment of €140 per month. If it's not good enough for white settled children, why is it good enough for children living in direct provision? Why is the government not supporting children in direct provision? You remark my words, if we're alive to see it in the next 20, 30 years, this state will have to give a state apology for how they treated people in direct provision and the in-denial inequalities that they're standing by watching children in direct provision living in. Minister, I don't mean to sound any way hateful towards you, far from it, but it's absolutely appalling that, you know, the money is there, the plan to implement it is there, and why the government can't move on it is absolutely beyond me. Who are we to say that a child matters more or matters less? And right now, the government of Ireland is saying that the child living in direct provision matters less than the child who is living in ordinary accommodation. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. And I can't think of too many policy areas that are probably more important than trying to tackle child poverty, and for the here and now, but for into the future as well. And in terms of Minister O'Gorman's role in that regard and the white paper, he's secured the budget. We've had engagement with DSP on the rates of what the payment would be like for each child. We need the Department of Social Protection to implement it, to roll out the payment. And frankly, Senator, I don't have a good explanation for you today as to why that's not happening. And that's an issue. And thanks for raising it. Thank you.